The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, February 23rd, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio and available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. Sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. Joining me is, again, the guru of the common man, King Daddy podcaster, business coach, rugby past champion.
Yeah, of course.
Soon to be something.
Now that's the most accurate thing you said in that intro. I am soon to be something.
Clint Powell.
Yep.
Yes. Welcome.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm well. I got to bust a bubble real quick here but to start. I've always loved Earl Grey teas, and they've now been tested by a company called Mamavation. I love Mamavation. They're testing everything from Ziploc baggies that I put my vitamins in to you name it. They test it, and contact lenses. I'll cover that next time. But every single Earl Grey tea tested has forever chemicals in it, every single one. Hmm. And that is really weird. So we don't want those or endocrine receptors that they make you have big man boobs like you. And so it really is not good for dating.
You know, I got to be honest with you. How do you know it's not good for dating? Oh, people in there may be into that. What are you minding your own affairs, buddy? Don't be putting me in a box. All right. Is you turn it over to me?
We're
breaking protocol. Normally, you drive with your index cards like a good health nerd, but that's not what we're doing today. Today, I have found some questions. It's did you know kind of truth, you know, true or false questions. I'm going to ask the health guru these questions.
Am I on a lie detector? Like, this is personal. No, like, just, did you do? Like, and I have to go.
Let's just give you an example for the first question. And you go, hey, did you know that drinking a cup of coffee a day can help your mood and depression?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know that?
Well, apparently somebody didn't as the number one thing on their thing. But it said, don't go for decaf.
No, caffeine has a great benefit. Hey, let me tell you this, since I'm going to be on a roll
here.
See,
this is why we're doing
this. This is what is so cool about this. My sister, and I talk about her a lot on this show because she does nothing but live on Kentucky Fried Chicken, cigarettes, and caffeine, and aspirin. That's the only four things she takes in her body. Uh-huh. Well, during COVID, she was terrified, and she would not leave the house in this because I'm a smoker. Well, guess what they found? A lot of people, the nicotine protects you against COVID.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that,
that's
of course,
crazy.
We don't know things when we don't know them, but now there's a protocol for long COVID that involves using nicotine patches.
Okay. Did you know that owning a dog can reduce your risk of disease?
Well, yes, it's going to lower cortisol.
And cholesterol and blood pressure, yeah. There you go. Did you know that stress increases your risk of type 2 diabetes?
Who wouldn't know that, Clint?
Most people don't. But here's a good one, Ed. The body, hey, if everybody knows it, why are we doing the radio show? Not everybody knows all this stuff.
You're the one with the questions.
The body can produce enough heat in just half an hour to boil water. Yep. Every hour, the human body creates 350,000 joules of energy, which creates the same amount of energy as a 100-watt bulb that ends up being just enough to boil a half a gallon of water in just 30 minutes.
Do you think you could cook scrambled eggs on you in 2 hours?
In my head, in the summer with my bald head, absolutely. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Try that. Yeah.
Did you know that humans are the only animal that cry due to emotions?
Really?
It's what they say. Now, I don't know how they know that. How do you know that other animals, when they're doing their crying,
they don't cry? Have you seen
I've seen chimps cry and apes cry. Okay. Yeah, sharks cry. You just can't see the tears.
Sharks cry. You like sharks really cry.
I thought that was pretty good. They can't see their tears. It's all, their emotions are washed away. No one hears their voice. The average human nose can remember 50,000 different smells, while a dog's nose is more powerful, but your nose is a superpower. Did you know your brain is powerful? The brain operates on, guess how many watts of power?
I have no clue of that one.
Oh, huh. Thought everybody knew everything, Ed.
Yeah.
12 to 25 watts of power. Ooh, well, see, this is an easy one. Some of these now. Sleep affects most every tissue in the body. We know that. Ooh, laughter can actually decrease pain.
Oh, no doubt.
Really?
Endorphins go up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there was a book written once a long time ago, and I can't think for sure of the guy's name, but he was dying of an autoimmune disease. And what he did was he was in a hospital setting, and this was back in the 70s, maybe 60s. What he did was, he knew that laughter was medicine, so he played the Three Stooges constantly all day long and laughed, and he took high-dose vitamin C. It's the only two things he did, and he recovered from this terminal illness with the Three Stooges.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, this is kind of in the same vein of that. A study found that watching a funny television show lowered participants' overall overall, it lowered their glucose levels after a meal watching funny. So laughter can help lower your glucose levels.
They can. In fact, there's a study that showed that, and it was very well done study, that when you eat, probably not super healthy people, it wouldn't affect. But if you're less optimal, tapping your foot for 5 minutes after and during a meal will lower your glucose by a modest amount. That's just tapping
really?
Your foot. Yes.
Did you know that lemons are one of the world's healthiest foods? Not only do they contain high doses of vitamin C, but they also aid in weight loss and immune system function. Adding some water can be a simple way to add wellness boost to your day.
Well, duh, because it's on my tequila card. I always say, when people say, can I use limes instead of lemons? I say, no. Mm-hmm. The lemons are what make us not have hangovers, detox the product. And in fact, like even Portofino has my drink, Ed's tequila elixir, on their menu. It will not make you gain weight. And I am convinced, one, it doesn't have sugar. Two, the lemon is the key.
I only have two more. And if you say duh again, I'm throwing this phone at you. 8 glasses of water is a myth.
Wow.
Look, you changed it up.
That's so informative.
It is, because you don't know.
It is a myth.
How about, and coffee does not create, does not cause dehydration. I really didn't know that till like about a year ago when somebody told me that.
Large amounts might. I think it's in the place. If you do all coffee in place of water, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you want to do any drink in place of water.
No.
Anything.
So, but you know, some people like my dad just did not like water.
So you know what though? But here's the thing. What you're doing right now is kind of why we do this radio show. Because so many things that you hear because you live this all day, every day, you're like, of course your mitochondria respond to that, Clint. Your bacterial infections of the third node over close to your lymph nodes. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You take this for granted. A lot of people hear these things that you just assume everybody knows, and they don't know them.
Good point.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm here. Remember, I'm the common man. Hello. Some of us don't know how healthy lemons are because we're actually, you know, they're putting roofs on houses and putting transmission in cars all day. They don't have time.
That's true.
Did you know the lemons are healthy? No, I know you need oil change, though.
That's a good point, because, you know, for me to see the true common people are in Walmart. They are.
Yeah.
So when I did that video on the Walmart run, trying to figure out the foods that you can choose that are the most healthy on a budget for 5 straight days.
Yeah.
And you can see that on YouTube and Instagram. Had voluminous amounts of, that's a big word. Voluminous means a lot of views, Clint.
It doesn't, but that's okay.
But what I saw was, I saw a lot of people. One is they had habits of buying. Okay, I've eaten this for 4 years. I like this one. I'm going to get this one. They don't even look at the ingredients most of the time. And I'm not surprised. But if people want to be healthier, it's time to turn the box over. It's time to learn from people who can help you, guide you through this. And I eat a very limited diet, but I have a wonderfully enjoyable diet of the foods that I do enjoy. And I feel that they are cleaner than, they're not perfect, but they're cleaner than most, and I feel great on them.
Really?
I feel great on them. I feel, again, I have less pain at almost 68 than I've ever had in the past 25 years, and overall, just rocking away. I could, you know, the Grim Reaper could grab me anytime, but I've had a heck of a good life, and everything else is just gravy from this point
forward. I don't believe this stat real quick. It says there's 59% of consumers always read labels. I don't believe that.
Don't either.
I don't believe that.
No, no.
Because I am more in tune to than most people. I'm in between you and somebody that doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I read labels maybe 30% of the time.
Okay.
Maybe. And that's either me confirming something or I'm like, I'm curious. But I'm not walking down the aisle going, what's in my sirloin burger?
That's
Campbell
true.
Soup?
That's true at Whole Foods. It's not true at Walmart. I mean, there's no way. Everybody at Whole Foods reads every label, and they don't have to read them as much there. But
they
do.
Only buy four things because it's $200.
That's true.
Yeah, have enough for one avocado, you know, an Afghan coat for their dog, and they're buying stuff that's not real food. That's
all
my
right.
theory.
That's great. The first segment, I like doing
good.
That a little different.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, Clint, as always.
Sir.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about CBD with the Haygood people. Amazing, amazing information.
Yep.
That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio podcast and radio show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done for each week now for 7 years. I remember so well back in probably 6 years ago going to a convention, and I think it was in Anaheim or it could have been in Orlando, and I'm walking by a booth and it said the word CBD. It was something that no one knew much about. It may have been 8 years ago, and they had these little syringes and they handed me one as a sample. Well, I stuck it in my mouth and squirted it. Of course, it had a pretty strong taste. And then about 15 minutes later, I started feeling very much at ease. I could tell that something was powerful within that molecule, and I went directly back to that company and had to ask 20 questions. Well, we picked it up, and I would hide it in my file cabinets, and no one could purchase it unless they basically did an interview with me.
They knew the secret handshake?
I did.
Yeah. What's the password? SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs.
How did you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was an interesting evolving to where we are today. And we have Baker with Haygood Market. They are one of the brands, the main brand that Nutrition World has trusted for that arena of products for over 3 years now. So welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ed. Thanks,
and
Clint.
What we want to talk about is a couple things. I know you have an exciting kind of a new line of product coming out that's not really CBD. It's going to be mushrooms. I won't say psychedelic mushrooms, but there'll be mushrooms, which I have great reverence for the botanical mushrooms of this world. They are actually unlike anything else, and they can be transformative in the area of the earth, the purity of the earth, health of our bodies. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. What I'm concerned about is I would never have dreamed possible the amount of CBD places that has opened in Tennessee, mm-hmm. Chattanooga, seemed like every street corner. But also, and I'm not that up because I study nutrition all day long, I don't really know the ins and outs of the legislation with the CBD, which is from hemp. And it has evolved now, though, in this state to a point where there's some legislation that's pending, right?
Big time, yeah.
And if that happens, the guess is that a big chunk of these stores will go out of business. So tell us, the public, exactly what changed, what's allowed now, and what won't be allowed in if this passes.
Yeah, so essentially Tennessee and other states are making it, I'm not going to say more difficult, but more regulated mm-hmm. for operators like us and other people to produce products, sell them, and be alive as a company. So about, I think it was on October 1st, they started putting in label requirements. You have to have total cannabinoids on every mm-hmm. bottle, every jar, every vape. You have to have serving sizes being 25 milligrams max per cannabinoids, not just Delta 9, not just THC. So they're trying, I lived in Colorado for a while, and these regulations have been put in place there 15 years ago.
Oh.
So they're looking to mimic that in some way. So essentially it was the first rule of regulations was all packaging. You have to have your serving size lower. You have to have the total cannabinoids. You have to have more warnings. You can't have anything that caters to kids mm-hmm. or to animals or, anything like that. So that was step one, and that, weeded out a certain amount of, operators because some people just don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second phase came where you had to make sure you had a hemp license for your manufacturing part, your co-packing, your retail account, even your distribution account. And that costs money. And that's, you're registered with the state. And that's good because mm-hmm. they want to know who's doing this type of stuff. The next thing that came out was this whole THCA flower boom, which was and is a loophole in the farm bill that if flower tests under 0.3% THC, it can be sold legally. So what they've been doing is testing the flower as a baby 30 days before they harvest it. And that test lives with the flower until it's gone. And by 30 days after that test, it's a full budding plant with plenty of cannabinoids that get you elevated.
Really?
Big time.
I had no idea that's the way it worked.
Yeah, so they test it 30 days pre-harvest.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, it's almost like testing a seed before it becomes a fruit. You're not going to get any vitamin C out of that seed. But when it comes to fruit, it's plentiful. So they're trying to ban THCA, and that's not, we don't produce THCA, we don't grow it, we do sell it at our shop. But they're trying to figure out, how is this happening? How is there, quote unquote, weed at all these shops, and how is it legal? It's a loophole. So on December 26th, they were going to ban it, and they put an injunction in that pushes that to February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So for about another month, people will be selling that flower, and see how it goes. They also put in more regulations for people like us on the 26th. So, and that's where people will start. In my opinion, companies will either make it or they will say, this isn't worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why would they push it? Was there a reason? Just more conversation? Just so they didn't kick the can? I mean, what was the sense of delay?
I think because there was a group of companies in Tennessee that sued the Department of Ag.
Okay.
And gotcha. Now they're like, okay, we'll give you 2 more months. Because right. a lot of these businesses are going to go out of business. Mm-hmm. A lot of these companies rely on that one product.
On that one product.
Right.
Not like Nutrition World where we're selling, well, I won't say Nutrition World, but like, the early days were just CBD, which was a lot of that was for physiological health, sure. A little bit more for sleep, a little bit more for pain. It wasn't as an escape mechanism like this. Now, so this TCA, is that what you're calling it?
THCA.
THCA, okay.
Yeah. So that's the acid version of THC.
So what version?
The acid version.
Acid, okay.
And to convert that to Delta 9, you need heat.
Okay.
So if you're going to put it in a joint or a bowl and you light it on fire, it turns into Delta 9. Gets you stoned, and then by that time it disappears.
Hmm.
So it's legal until smoked, and then by that time it's gone.
Oh.
So it's this strange thing that's happening not just in Tennessee, North Carolina, Alabama, Texas.
Oh.
It's going bonkers.
Is this something I'm just trying to get your feel on the restriction side. Are you in favor of restrictions to make sure that everything's run legally, healthy, you know, the things are what they're supposed to be. There's nothing extra mixed in, all that. Are you one of those like, hey, it's getting a little too much, or yes to both?
I'm all for regulations okay. and more compliance. I hope they do their best job, the Department of Agriculture, to give us time, give us a warning that this is happening. Like I found out about the 26th new rule on the 26th. And the day after Christmas.
Yeah, get your stuff together, man.
but their whole thing was they're going to educate before they regulate. So I think they're giving us time by pushing those back to fix things. But the big rule they put in place was, and they already did this in Georgia about 3 months ago, was every batch, including all the gummies you sell, need to have full panel testing, which tests for pesticides, microbials,
really?
Residual solvents, heavy metals, and potency.
Is that Tennessee or federal?
That's Tennessee. Yeah.
Tennessee, okay.
Yeah, and it's Georgia, too. Like, if you produce in Georgia, mm-hmm. you have to have those. If you sell mm-hmm. in Georgia, you're supposed to...
Well, as a consumer, I like some of the fact that there's some of those things aren't going to be in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it used to just be potency.
Yeah.
And now it's... And we would test our distillates and our bulk concentrates for full panel to make sure we're not putting anything bad in the gummies.
Right.
But now it's the individual gummy, and those tests are about $400 a piece.
What?
Yeah, it's so I talked to the Department of Ag yesterday.
Like, is it one gummy per batch, like a bottle, or is it every gummy? Well, how does that? What does that mean? Random gummies picked? Or?
So if we were going to make a batch of our Delta 9 strawberry gummies, which you guys sell a lot of.
Yes,
they do.
That batch needs to, and I brought you some, that batch needs to have a test result, go to the lab, and get tested for all five of those, you know, big things, plus potency. If it fails, we have to report it to the Department of Agriculture and throw away the batch.
Really? So the whole batch goes, or just a sample of the
whole
batch?
The whole batch goes.
Wow.
If it passes, great. Your $400 was well spent. And ideally, you make a batch of 50,000 gummies to last you, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 months, depending on your sales cycle. Otherwise, you'd be spending $400.
But if you lose, you lose all that.
If you lose, you gotta throw it away, report it, and start over again. So you're gonna miss out on porters, on POs, and
that's scary.
It's money.
That $400 on top of all the other money you just lost.
That's the biggest kicker right there, and just the time of making those gummies.
How long does it take for the test results to come back?
Right now, it takes about 10 to 12 days.
Okay.
So,
and how long does it take you to produce a batch? What does a batch run?
A batch takes about 2 hours to produce, but then it takes about 3 to 4 days to dry and cure, and then a day or two to package.
So you're working diligently to make sure your suppliers are the correct ones. Is that right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Every supplier that sells to us has to have full panel testing on all their products, whether it's distillate or extract or flour. And then we're sending it out for full panel, making bigger batches, making them last longer. You know, if we have a really good month in sales, then we might sell through the whole batch.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But this is what they're doing to make sure people are eating safe products and that operators aren't trying to break the rules and, you know, not testing their products.
Well, maybe if you work hard enough, you'll be equal to the gas station across the street.
Easy, Ed. Well, you know, you said something, though, that I don't think people take into consideration, because we stop where you make the batch, you pay the $400, you get it tested. Right. But that's not it at all, because you just said it. You got vendors.
Right.
All it takes is being in business with the wrong vendor who doesn't take this serious or not meeting the regulations. And now that's on you, too. So there's cost involved in you, I'm assuming. Is there not costing you for helping them make sure they're also loan compliant?
It's kind of
it's not just a $400 one-time fee. There's cost for testing before you even get to the batch, right?
Yeah.
There
is. And also just, you know, our customers, as they call in, hey, what's the rule with this? What's going on with this? Like, we can't get an answer. So I'm kind of doing this pro bono consultation with all of our customers, which is fine because we value them. But it's a heavy load.
Well, but the thing is, you will rise to the top because you have the same philosophy that Nutrition World does. All of my purchasers, we demand certificates of analysis. We want companies that are transparent. We want to see the dispatch. I mean, there's now companies that put QR codes on their literature so we can do the QR code to see what was in that batch.
Correct.
And that professionalism for internal use of natural products, which CBD is, I think, very important, because we're not dealing with a pharmaceutical with an isolated molecule that can be kind of done differently. We're dealing with something that can vary widely based on how it's grown and how it's harvested. Tell people really quickly, Delta 8, Delta 9, the difference between those two, because I look at Clint.
It's a 1, 8, 9. Never mind, babe. I'm sorry. I expect better. No, keep going. Yeah, there is a. I didn't know the difference. I would love for.
Oh, there's a difference.
Oh, there's a huge difference.
Yeah. I have a newborn now, so I've cut my use by about 90%, and Delta 8 is kind of my thing now.
Because Delta 9, you're not able to go change a diaper.
I can't even. I'm not even allowed to go hang out with her per my wife, which is good. You know, you don't want to be high around the baby. So
let me write that down.
You want to be in the moment, present. Yes, yeah. So the hemp plant, it has many cannabinoids, CBD, CBN, CBG, Delta 8, Delta 9, small amounts of Delta 8. And a few years ago, somebody figured out how to extract and synthesize Delta 8 into its own molecule. And then they started testing it out, and it almost became like a diet weed. It would get you a little high, but not that paranoid high, not that colorful high, not that creative high, more of a tunnel high, more of a... you know, a Bud Light compared to an IPA is how I look at it, or a Bud Light compared to a shot of whiskey in some regards. Maybe fine wine is better. And then Delta 9 is the psychoactive compound in cannabis, in hemp and marijuana. It is what you buy if you go to Colorado or California or Oregon or Seattle, or sorry, Washington. And the best thing that happened to the hemp industry over the past couple of years was we figured out that if the gummy weighs enough, 5 grams, 10 grams, 15 grams, we can put 5 or 10 milligrams of Delta 9 in that gummy and still be compliant under the farm bill, which is 0.3% Delta 9 THC max. So it's been great for us and operators, but one of the problems, I don't know if you call it a problem, is the West Coast and the legal states have gotten a hold of this idea. So now they're, instead of selling in one state, bound to one state, they're selling in 50 states. Because they realize that their drinks can be sold in our shop, or their gummies can be sold in Tennessee and not just Colorado. Mm-hmm. So you see these bigger names like Chiba Chew or Keef Cola or Ripple coming in to town, literally Chattanooga. And I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are backed to the nines on investments and money. Uh-huh. And they can afford as many full panel tests as they want. So it's up to the little guys. Like, I'm calling us a little guy still. We got 7 employees, about 100 accounts in a shop to really stick it out and follow the rules and be careful with your money. And
that's exactly what you need to do to withstand.
And what kind of shops, and then we can talk about the mushrooms already, but what kind of shops are going to be affected by this? Because I've heard, again, not knowing anything, I've heard, oh man, the vape, air quote, or the CBD stores, they're going to have to close, the hemp stores, they're just going to close down. And I've seen a couple of them just kind of not turn lights on lately.
Yeah, I got nothing against them.
Yeah.
Gas stations and vape shops.
Yeah.
That's not the healthiest place to buy stuff
or
the healthiest products. But those guys are in my opinion, are this is not their priority. Their priority is tobacco vapes or Monster Energy drinks and beer. So this is just a little thing they're doing at the counter.
So they're just not, basically the people who aren't really as prioritizing where they're getting the products from, those are the ones that are going to end up being hurt the most.
Unfortunately or unfortunately, I don't think they are worried about being compliant or getting HIPAA licenses or doing testing. And also, they're buying a lot of products from these out-of-state companies that are doing it differently. And if you're outside of Tennessee in a more lax state like Alabama, you know, come to think of it, I mean, how could that be more lax than here? They could buy from people in Alabama and still sell it here. It's a complicated little
really
situation.
Really quickly, I don't usually recommend Delta 9 to anyone. I recommend Delta 8 when people have sleep issues, insomnia, sometimes pain that just needs somewhat relief. Is that about right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quickly, I know, again, I've mentioned mushrooms. I've done many podcasts on the medicinal and benefits of mushrooms in the health of individuals, and I'm sure even in pets. But so what do you have coming out?
So we have a line, and I did not come up with this name. It was my sister. It's called Baker's Botanics.
I like that.
I like it, too. And they did it without me knowing, and now it's our brand name. Haygood makes all the products.
Okay.
So it's still an in-house brand. We're launching next week at the Atlanta Trade Show, and I'd love to get you samples as soon as they're ready on Monday. But we have 3 products for men and women. So we have a cognition gummy support.
Oh, they're going to be gummies.
Yeah, they're gummies.
Oh,
I
like that.
So it's a gummy infused. There's cognition, there's inflammation, and anxiety.
Wonderful.
Support. And it's a combination of functional mushrooms like lion's manes, cordyceps, chaga, maitake, paired with added botanicals, herbs, minerals, amino acids, and vitamins.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a jam-packed gummy. We used maple syrup and applesauce to hide some of that flavor
because
it's so bitter if you don't do it, and it's such a fine-tuned gummy to get right. We've been working on it for about a year and a half. So those 3 gummies will launch in 30-count jars for, again, cognition, inflammation, and anxiety. That's our longevity line. And then we'll have, and this is my sister who's heading this part, it's our menstrual cycle gummy line for women.
Oh, good. There's one for you, Clint.
Well played. Yeah. Got to be honest. The best one you've had in a while. Continue on your serious conversation, though, Baker. We're back to the show.
So I'm still learning about how to sell that to people. I'm a man, obviously, but I grew up, you know, with sisters and moms, and, you know, it's 30 gummies in a box, and they're catered to each cycle that a woman has. So there's 4 cycles.
Wow.
30 gummies, and we sell it in a nice little box that you can refill as a subscription.
Very wise.
And I'm very excited to launch this.
For people to learn more about the regular products and this, is this on the website yet, the mushrooms?
Not yet. Okay. So it'll be the haygoodmarket.com is our website. Bakersbotanics.com will come out in about 2 weeks.
I'm
really
fantastic.
Excited for both, and they're both all under the Haygood roof. And we're just trying, you know, with all these cannabis laws and regulations, why not come out with a product that maybe doesn't have to go through all those strenuous tests? We'll still test the product, but, you know.
Well, I've been very impressed with your technology with producing gummies.
Thank you.
I think you're way above the curve. And I actually, when this gummy fad phase started 5 years ago in my industry, I did not think it would grow to the level. But at that point, we didn't have companies that were when they did produce gummies, they did not have the right colorings. They had too much sugar, and they always sometimes didn't taste well. Well, you've kind of solved all those problems.
Yeah, your gummies taste great, dude. I've heard.
Jimmy, our founder and formulator, he has, over the past 2 years, he has nailed down that process.
Wonderful.
And it's
well, I commend
incredible.
You and your company for standing on ethics, because that is what will survive the storms and the difficulties with the years that come and go, because that will be the heroes who will be left standing, and I believe that will be your company.
Thank you very much. We're doing our best.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got lots of empowering information, more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy life. lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. You know, Nutrition World is just so blessed to have kind of like a magnet that attracts people with a similar passion for health. And it didn't always do that. I mean, the first 30 years, Clint, you know, we hired people like everyone does. You put an ad out, you do a lot of interviews. You know, if the money's right and their schedule's right, they come to work. And most of those people ended up enjoying the job, but they weren't passionate about it. And, you know, on here on Vital Health Radio, I brought several of our staff members, Catherine, who is totally passionate, Fallon, about the dogs.
Adam, Brandon. You've had a bunch of them
on.
And real quick, I just want to say, so one of the reasons that you say that just now is sometimes when you're starting a business, it takes a while for your passion to catch up with business. You actually have to have a good business to build the business to where it's sustainable before you can start implementing your passion and fingerprint and all that.
That is so true. And, you know, when we weren't able to afford also the higher wages at that point. Yeah. But I am blessed to have a new passionate person at Nutrition World. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Amy and Amy Tucker. And so you are now 3 weeks in, I think.
I am, yes.
And I, you know, when I talked to my daughter, she had talked to you, I think, and maybe had talked to Scott. And you were already a shopper of Nutrition World. You work out a lot. And I can't say that I ever really had any conversation with you over that period of time. So I came in as a clean slate. And when you started talking about your lifestyle and what you did on your own personal journey, your discipline, the way you knew supplements, I was pretty much blown away. So we are very blessed to have you as part of our team. And you're going to actually do some outreach to the medical community in the near future. So I want to know from you, you know, what, and I know this may take an aside turn here, but what turned the corner for you to be so diligent with your hunger for this philosophy of health, food, nutrients? What made that happen?
For me, it was pretty much second nature. You know, my family, if you get sick, they run to the doctor. And I just was never that way. And so, you know, I grew up an athlete. I knew I always wanted to be an anthropologist from the time I was little. I just loved PBS and, you know, knew I wanted to study culture and people. And so when I got to college, I studied medical anthropology. And that was the study of, you know, health and food, wellness, medical systems throughout, you know, different cultures throughout time. I grew up an athlete, so I was always, you know, playing sports and, you know, wanted to get the best of my ability. So that was with, you know, nutrition. And then I think I was probably 17 or 18 years old. I picked up a book by Dr. Andrew Weil, and he was a medical doctor, but also an anthropologist. And so his writings about supplements, longevity, culture, food, diet, it just became my world, and it still is.
Wow. And, you know, most people have that moment where something like a book almost can turn the corner for them, because there's a light that goes off. And I talked yesterday on a podcast, the one that you had met the gentleman yesterday, Clint, at story. He interviewed Katie and I pretty much about this same subject. And mine was, you know, when I was 10 years old and a Shackley salesman came to my dad's house. It was just him and I. He raised me. And it was I listened in awe as she talked about the power of food and supplements to change the way you feel, how long you live. I mean, at 10, you don't understand death, but you know that you don't want your daddy to die. So he's like, so if I take these, you know, I will feel better and I'll be healthier. And she was like, yes, sir, you will. And I was like, mesmerized by that whole concept, and it never left me. And that was, you know, a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
So I know you had a little kind of philosophy of all or nothing that sometimes people tend to lose the perception of. What was that piece of value that you wanted to share about the all or nothing in life?
Yeah, it's all or nothing thinking and limited thinking, and even the compound effect. Those things I see every day. I'm a personal trainer. And so even this morning, you know, one of my clients came in and she's a woman in her 30s. And, you know, she just has such limited thinking. Oh, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I can do that many reps. Mm-hmm. And so we do. And she's so proud of herself after that, you know. And so, and I'm trying to explain to her, because she's new to training, it really is the compound effect. Things don't happen overnight. You have to work on them. You have to have the discipline. You have to change your diet. And your whole world can change. People really can take control of their health, and they have all the autonomy in the world to do that.
And you see that, Clint, a lot. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff athletically, and that all or nothing, it sets you up for sometimes a disaster, doesn't it?
Yeah, what I've found, though, it's kind of like with your training, it's who you surround yourself with. I like, if you surround yourself with people who are always curious, always wanting to push a little bit, what their personal best are, whether it's in finances or relationships or working out, you tend to absorb that same mindset. If you find yourself around people that are always negative or like the all or nothings, that's not who I am. Well, if you're declaring it, then you're probably going to meet those expectations, which you're just going to get stagnant. And you find that all the time. You find
I do, it constantly. Yeah. And you know, it just, I guess an example that comes to my mind, if you're sitting there and you open a bag of chips at night, you're sitting there, which you shouldn't do, but you're sitting there and you've eaten a few, and you know in your heart and in your mind, this isn't the right thing to do, but you keep doing it. You know, it's like, just because you've started doesn't mean you have to continue.
Yeah.
You need to turn her mic off. That's a lie. You need to finish those chips. It says on the back, there's 3 servings. That's a lie. That's 1 serving. And when you said that, immediately I went to like, was she watching last night? How does she know? I was sitting there. It's a little bag of Doritos. No, to your point, though, you just because you're doing it now doesn't mean you got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, just on a personal note, what do you kind of set your diet up like?
Just like you do, Ed. I mostly predominantly protein, moderate fat, and low carb.
When did that light bulb go off? Has food, because when I was young, I just mentioned it earlier, food was a secondary. It was just something I enjoyed doing. I always thought, I'll work it all off.
Right.
As you get older, you realize, no, the food's actually the most important component. Did that happen young in your journey, or has it happened later in life?
It happened Well, it happened young. So I have three children, and with each child, I gained a lot of weight. I gained 70 pounds with the first one, 60 with the second one, and finally 45 with the third one. And so I had to learn how to eat to keep in shape, you know, so that, you know, to get that weight off quickly, go back to the gym, you know, the discipline. You know, and it's amazing to me how many people will come in for supplements and think they need a supplement for this or that. And my first question is, well, what is your diet like? And that, just the amount of carbohydrates and sugars, and it's, I want to say the ignorance of people that just don't know what a great diet can do for them.
Do you think it's ignorance, or do you think it's, and I'll just speak for myself, I love the easy button. You know, Office Depot spoiled us all with that big red easy button commercial.
Yeah.
We just want the easy button. Instead of me fixing my pizza and chips and donuts, how about I do moderation, air quotes, and you give me a good supplement?
Yeah, exactly.
That cuts back on my cravings.
Right.
That's easier.
And actually, people do come in for that. Do you have something for sugar cravings and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And
they don't want to go through the month it'll take to detox their bodies where they just have a better life after that.
And just like your brain is, you know, you have neuroplasticity in your brain, your taste buds are almost the same way. Because now, you know, I've gone so long without eating a Dorito. When I was young, I used to love Doritos. So speaking of chips, they're so great. Now I cannot, I can taste every chemical, every oil. They're just, your taste buds change.
I cannot relate to her at all at this point. This has become an odd pond. I feel like I'm listening to people from Mars at this Dorito.
I have let him have it on Doritos and MSG several times.
It's very disappointing.
Yes.
It's very disappointing. That, between that and the donuts, I feel like I should be not on this radio show sometimes.
You know what? Quest makes a great protein chip.
Well,
you should try those.
I don't think they're protein, but the best chips I've had that taste like dessert are those cinnamon ones at y'all's place.
They don't have that
weird aftertaste. And they're
full of fiber.
They're full of fiber. Thank you. They don't have as much protein, but they are full of fiber. And Quest, my daughter eats Quest. She's in really great shape, so she does Quest chips too.
Yeah. So there's an alternative. Yeah.
Well, I love the thing you said, and I haven't actually ever used that term, neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the brain to actually adapt and to grow and to have better communications, is, and with taste buds, I never thought about that. But you're right, because it's so easy for me not to eat the foods that I used to adore and crave and wish for. And, you know, we sell those cinnamon rolls at Nutrition World that's made from that young lady who has like a bunch of kids and homeschools. And she, I don't know how she finds the time, but she makes bread and those other products. It's the only thing I dream about is those cinnamon rolls, because they are as good as any I've ever had in my entire life, if they're cooked right, which just means they're still a little gooey in the middle. But other than that, now, the thing is, I have to watch. Like, if I had three of those cinnamon rolls, I could feel the carb craving coming back on. It doesn't take much. And then I would want more carbs.
There's a quote, and it says, 100% is easier than 99%.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's rigid, but it does become easier. And I'm cut out of that mold. Just like I'm not going to miss a day at the gym.
Right.
Because if I miss one day, it could be 2 years. It could be.
Yeah, and it's almost like exposure therapy. And people, I see a lot of people not wanting to get out of their comfort zone, you know, especially in training. They don't want to do things unless you force them to do it. And if people would just try things, you know, I think that people have a lot of power and they just don't realize it, which is the limited thinking part. You know, they just don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And if they did, they would have a whole new world open up to them.
Whole new world. And, you know, like that video I did of 8 minutes or 9 minutes long at New Year's about, you know, changing my middle name to Yes many, many years ago. And the reason I always said no, it always goes back to fear of being uncomfortable, fear of pain, fear of rejection. And once you start saying yes, it also gets like that food thing, is it becomes easier if you do it. And saying yes is always sometimes scary, but it is such a positive for our future. It really is. And I know you are the kind of person who will live this kind of life for the remainder of your life.
Absolutely.
There's really no going back. You might slip a tiny bit, but very little would that go back.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. And I tell this to my clients, you know, they're like, so I can never eat bread again and I can never do this again. No, just it can be a lot more simple than you think it is. You know, live the right way 80% of the time, then go out to dinner, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever, and just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. Just 80% of the time, do what you know you need to do. Go to the gym, eat healthy, do whatever is right, and 20%.
as long as that 80% is really doing right.
Right.
The 80% can't be I'm doing half right in the 80 and then I'm doing really well, you know, then I'm falling off on the 20. But I'm you know, it's actually hard for me to eat bad anymore because I want to eat more carbs on the weekend because I do like a cycling in and out. I do 60 to 70 Monday through Friday. Then I do probably 150 to 200 on Saturday afternoon to Sunday night. That way, you know, I can get that Mexican meal if I want, or I can, you know, do more carbs or have the bread. And I need that. I think I actually almost burn up too many carbs and then I can get depleted at a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't build in the flexibility, you end up binging. That's exactly right. Life's too long. Life is hopefully long and happy. But if you just have no, you know, the trees bend in the wind. They're very strong, but they bend, they give. And if you don't give a little bit, you'll just end up breaking. You'll sit in the car and be eating the Doritos and the donuts like a wood chipper. You know, you'll be like just running through them because you're just depriving yourself this whole time. Have one chip out of the bag and then move on.
Well, and the other part, too, is it, like you guys were talking about, it's really important to find your tribe. It's really important to find your people in the gym, your friends, your family, or whoever you can be with that's a positive influence in your life. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And a connection is very important.
And there's sometimes our tribe becomes smaller when we have a lifestyle like ours because it can be threatening to those who don't feel there's any value of healthy eating and supplementation and they run to the doctor all the time. If those conversations comes up, it's almost like political conversations and it doesn't serve well. So, but luckily we have more people into our tribe today than we've ever had in the history of mankind because the truth is coming out about the toxicities of the foods and they're pulling the veil back. So we actually can see what's really behind many things. But I appreciate you so much setting a great example and helping so many people at Nutrition World, because I really sometimes think that Nutrition World in a little method is a ministry, and it's a ministry of, you know, again, helping, assisting, empowering, not telling. And with the 17 practitioners and the 37 staff members, we're set up for success. And the more we grow, the more we attract people like you, Amy. And we have another girl, Cassie. She's new. And we have another one coming in June that has vast experience that is going to be another one. So this magnet is pulling in such great quality people, great quality hearts like yourself. So thank you for being here on Vital Health Radio and at Nutrition World.
Thank you.
That does it. It is going into a break now, so we would come back. I got about 10 pages of points that I have researched over the past 7 days. That's what I do. Every morning, I go in and spend about 20 to 30 minutes looking at the headlines of new research, people I trust. And again, I talk about setting a team up. My team partially is a team of educating me. Everything from the Dr. Peter Atias to the Saladinos to customers in the store. And I know Amy would agree with this. We learn so much from the customers we speak to because they are the testing board. They're the ones who say, I did this and it didn't work. And then I did this and it did work. So I'm going to be, again, serving that on the platter to all of you. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Woodfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell. And as I did in a previous radio segment, I want to talk about heroes. And they are older heroes, only because I'm in that club. I like this one called The Adventurer, or not unlike running a marathon. Climbing the tallest mountains in the world requires both physical and mental stamina. In 2003, Yoshiro Mura became the oldest person to climb Mount Everest at age 70. But he hardly rested on his laurels because Mura proceeded to break his own record for the feat twice. First in 2008 at age 75, and finally on May 23rd, 2013 at 80, the world record that still stands today. At the time of his 2013 summit, Mura expressed the goal of climbing Mount Everest again at age 90, which would have been in 2023, though subsequent illness and development of a lingering numbness in his limbs prevented him from doing that. Even still, these concerns did not keep him grounded altogether. At 90 years old, he reached the summit of Mount Fuji, the tallest peak in Japan, was facilitated by a support team in a special wheelchair meant for mountain climbing. Wow. Even though Mura has made it to the mountaintop many times, he still expresses awe at the experiences and the beauty of the view. Do you have any challenges that are on your bucket list?
No, I did quite a few of those after my divorce. I might want to do one more fight.
Oh, it'd be a fight. So it'd be a fight.
That, or I always wanted to do like a Tough Mudder.
Uh-huh.
The race. I don't like to run, but Tough Mudders are pretty good, and they challenge you. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my challenges now come around to other stuff. I want to learn to play guitar. My hands are too bad, but there's things, mm-hmm. and they pop up. And I'm a big believer on something should be on your calendar every 2 to 3 months to make you nervous, whether it's around your physical stuff or your financial stuff or mm-hmm. anything. Yeah,
I love that because I know I have a tendency, as most people, to find the comfort spot in my life. And I think sometimes when I'm so busy, I just want to stay still. I don't want to go accomplish things, but really I want to always push myself out of the comfort zone.
Well, comfort to me also equals peace. A lot of times we get comfortable in life because that's anything outside that there's waves, and we find a place where we don't feel like we're drowning. Mm-hmm. And so we stay there. And what happens is, unless we visit it and make that a temporary place where we just catch our breath, if we start living there, it will become a place of stagnation and we drown because we don't swim. Waves force you to swim.
I love that.
And so sometimes comfort is needed because it brings peace. But you got to be able to jump back out of that into the water and
swim.
Well,
I think you said it perfectly. Visiting is perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
Living there is where the destruction
comes. That's the danger. You know how we were talking with Dr. Darian about the dangers of opioids and how you can get addicted to them? I think comfort, to be honest with you, is as addictive, if not more so, than anything else.
I believe you are correct in that.
It's of all the things I've ever done in my life, it's the one thing that if I do it one day, I am unbelievably tempted immediately to do it the next day. You think I'm kidding?
Now, are you talking about just sitting watching
TV? Just saying no to something. Now, you know what? It's early. I'm tired. I'll work out the next day. You know what? It's just a donut. It's not two. I did so good yesterday. You know what? I should have a hard conversation about something, but I'll take it tomorrow. I'll make that call. Next thing you know, it's 4 days later. It's a week later. You haven't been to the gym. You didn't make the phone call. You didn't save the money. You ate the donut. And you look around and you go, but I'm comfortable. And all of the stuff that I wanted to get done or I should not have been doing, I've been doing. And that's a terrible place to be.
It is a very uncomfortable place.
It's very
addictive. You know, I think back in my college days, it was all about comfort.
Of course.
I mean, let me just get done with the class and get back to the room and just sit. I wasn't studying. I wasn't reading. I wasn't learning.
Partying can be comfortable. The lifestyle, in my opinion, comfort doesn't mean I'm not doing anything. Comfortable means I'm stuck in a pattern. Even if it seems chaotic to the rest of the world, the pattern itself is almost like taking the lotus pill that, you know, they have that gets you numb. Mm. You know, they don't put clocks at Las Vegas so you don't know what time it is. You look up and you go, a year's gone by. Now, I've done a lot of stuff, but I haven't done anything intentional.
There you go.
And that's, to me, is what comfort is. I didn't mean to preach.
Intentional. Intent is... I try very much to wake up with an intent every day. That doesn't mean a massive checklist, but an intent of a pattern of energy, knowing one is that my life is fleeting. I am on loan, and I'm going to return this rental car in pretty dang quick. And so I need to have some still time. That's not being in total comfort zone, because sometimes being still, I use mindfulness to do that.
Yeah.
It's actually... it's a funny way of being active without being active.
Right. Absolutely.
But it grounds me. So it is a path for everyone. It's a journey. But here's the only thing I know. I think pretty certain, if you don't seek it, you'll be clueless to it, and not seeking it, you will be sleepwalking most of your life.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you don't have a destination, any old thing will get you there. Right?
Oh yes. Yeah. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.